At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Murder in the Morning from the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Well, Tupac is back in the news. Not really that much of a surprise. We've been watching this case now for, almost 30-some years since it took place. And the last couple of weeks, some interesting developments. Dwayne Keefe D under arrest after police went into his home and took some things, did a little research, and then they said, "Yeah, we think you might have something seriously to do with the murder of Tupac Shakur," and he is now behind bars. But even more startling revelations coming out just earlier today. 50 Cent, yes, that 50 Cent. Coming out and making some interesting accusations against Sean Diddy Combs, known as P. Diddy.
Wait, you need
Diddy
to say it, Sean P. Diddy Puffy Combs, because isn't that what we were having to do in radio?
Well, he changed it so many times. There was there was Diddy, there was P. Diddy, it was Puff Daddy, then it was P. Diddy, then it was just Diddy. And I don't know exactly what Puffy. I was another one. I don't know what it goes by these days. But 50 Cent coming up on social media and making that accusation on October 9th is when he made this. So just the other day, 50's post was not one to be ignored. He shared an evocative photo of Tupac Shakur and Suge Knight from the night of the fatal drive-by shooting in 1996, captioned with the words hinting that Diddy's alleged involvement. Saying, "Damn, so Pac got lined by Brother Love," he wrote, making a reference to Diddy's R&B alias. I didn't know about Brother Love. I didn't know Brother Love was another alias of Diddy, but there you go.
Oh, God. I can't keep track. Come on.
Yeah. Adding some more fuel to the fire, 50 also advised Combs to lawyer up, stating that shit might get sticky, is exactly what he says. Tupac, of course, goes back to September 7th, 1996. That was the date of the shooting in Las Vegas, a haunting chapter in hip-hop history. If you were alive from it, you remember it. There was, of course, the East Coast-West Coast battle going on between Diddy and Biggie. It was a group, Bad Boy Records, and they really had that beef with Death Row, which is where Tupac was, Snoop Dogg was there, and all of that. And 50 more connected with the West Coast than that clan, although he was never part of Death Row Records. Dr. Dre, when he left, started Aftermath, his own record label. Dre also is one of the founders of Death Row Records, but he broke away from that and then brought 50 into the fold along with Eminem and all of that back in those days. Although Diddy has been a repeated subject of these speculations, it is important to note that he has never been arrested or formally charged in relation to the crime. Furthermore, Diddy has consistently and forcefully denied any accusations about Tupac's murder. Fueling the ongoing firestorm are statements made by Dwayne Keefe D during a 2008 press or police confession, I guess you should say. Davis, who was charged with Shakur's longstanding unsolved murder this last month, made some significant admissions. He's 60 now. Former Southside Compton Crypt. Purportedly, he and Diddy once deliberated over a $1 million bounty to eliminate both Shakur and Knight. This is according to him. He alleged a discussion supposedly occurred at Greenblatt's Deli in Los Angeles, where Diddy supposedly expressed his desire to get rid of them dudes. That's exactly.
Okay.
I don't know if that's truly a request for a hit or just, you know, someone speaking, you know, loosely, especially at that point in time. However, in an unexpected twist, Keefe D later claimed that the proposed $500,000 payment supposedly from Diddy for carrying out the act was never delivered to the Southside Compton Crips. wonder if they have like a P.O. Box. Southside Compton Crips, P.O. Box 728. Authorities have believed Shakur's killing was a result of retaliation against Keefe D's nephew, Orlando Anderson, who had a prior altercation with Shakur. Anderson, implicated by Keefe D, is a man behind the trigger. He lost his life in an unrelated gang altercation just 2 years later in 1998. Lending more credibility to the cloud of speculation around Diddy's rumored involvement, though, Mace, an ex-Bad Boy artist, made cryptic remarks on his sports talk show, saying, "It is what it is." While discussing Keefe D's recent arrest, Mace made sly references hinting at Diddy's potential involvement. That's weird to think of. Remember, like, Diddy and Mace were on a lot of... He was a Bad Boy artist. They were together. Mm-hmm. They were the ones dancing around in front of the big Vegas lights and all those videos. More money, more problems, and all that. One voice of reason amidst the maelstrom of accusations and speculations is that Greg Kading, a retired LAPD detective, having spent significant time investigating Shakur's death, Kading opined that the probability of Diddy facing any charges is minimal. Speaking with Rolling Stone, Kading elucidated the need for irrefutable witnesses who can pinpoint Diddy's alleged solicitation or payment, a challenge that seems very far-fetched. The retired detective also emphasized his belief that Diddy isn't a killer, stating Puffy's not built like Suge Knight, and I think Puffy was truly... I don't think Puffy was truly intentionally trying to get either Tupac or Suge killed. So,
well, and back then, Sean Combs, P. Diddy, Puff, whatever the hell his name was at the time, mm-hmm. when this went down, he wasn't as big as he is now. So what would be his motive? Wasn't he just a very small player during this whole thing at that time?
No, Puff Daddy, it was huge. It was the East Coast, West Coast rap war that was going on. It was
Biggie. I guess I just didn't know that he was that big of a deal back then.
Diddy was the producer of everything on the East Coast. And so there was a song that came out that he produced with Biggie called Who Shot Ya? And it was kind of a diss track at Tupac, because Tupac, you remember, had been gunned down earlier outside of a recording studio where Biggie and P. Diddy were. That first shooting, he was gunned down in the lobby of that recording studio. I believe that was in New York. And that's where a lot of the bad blood began. Tupac making accusations immediately that Diddy had something to do with it, or that Biggie had something to do with it, or that Bad Boy itself had something to do with it. And then that fueled the controversy. Keep in mind, pre-social media, this is just people with their vitriol being very upset and saying that, wow, yeah, this must be them that were behind it. Tupac survived that shooting, then eventually came back with a vengeance, and he then released a track called Hit 'Em Up, which is basically another diss track about shooting Biggie. And there was all sorts of references in that in the music video to killing Biggie at the time both were still alive.
I appreciate the background, because honestly, in my brain, you know, it's been a long time. And I just remember him kind of coming out as an artist much later than him being a producer. So to me, I'm just remembering him as an artist. I don't remember this portion that you just shared. And I'm looking it up too. There's a whole section of his life that I really wasn't aware of. Again, there wasn't social media back then. So what you knew is what you knew.
Well, and back then too, I mean, Diddy was never a great rapper. And I mean, he gained in popularity after Biggie was dead, after Tupac was dead. I think just more so because of those who came before him. And there was kind of an absence in that area. Diddy and Bad Boy ended up, I would say, having more longevity than Death Row Records. They were still putting out hits, and they were putting out good, solid artists for many years. And Death Row kind of crumbled shortly after the murder of Tupac, with Dr. Dre leaving and Snoop Dogg leaving the label as well. And then all the problems that Suge Knight got into. But it was, he ran a pretty tight company for a while. I don't really know. I don't know if Bad Boy exists anymore or what exactly exists of any of that these days. But that's where he gained his spotlight, is really after Biggie died.
Wow. Yeah, that's amazing. And I just looked up Bad Boy Records. It looks like it dissolved in, it was purchased by Universal Music Group as a parent company, and then Warner Music Group. So it's been basically absorbed into other companies.
Sure. Sure. There you go. It would be interesting to see where all that goes, because Diddy kind of became a figure in music that, I don't know, was somewhat beloved or liked. He broke down the West Coast, East Coast thing and really didn't try to perpetrate that anymore after those two had been killed, and really was more about peace. But again, you know, if you had something to do with it in the heat of those moments, I don't know how exactly you check that. I don't know if you can go back. If you're putting a $500,000 hit on somebody, or is that a briefcase of money that's being dropped off somewhere?
Although, now it's Venmo.
Well, yeah, but back then, but Keefe D also claiming that the payment never came. If he's saying it's not there, there probably really never was. But other than Diddy saying in jest, get rid of them dudes, I think that might be all there is to it. And the confrontation that Tupac had with Orlando Anderson at the MGM Grand the night of his murder, they beat him up, and then from all accounts that Keefe D has given over the years, he gave a gun to the back seat. Orlando was there. He was sitting on the side of the car where Tupac was, and that window opened and the bullets fired, and that's how Tupac died. So we'll see if there's more to it, or just senseless gang-related violence of 19, was it 96?
97.
Say. 97, really? Oh, yeah. No, 96, September 7th, 1996.
Oh, 96. Oh, yep. See, September I'm off
September 7th, 1996. I remember hearing the announcement coming over the radio when Tupac was pronounced dead. And I was like, oh my gosh. And I had just gotten the California Love, and what was the other? It was a cassette tape single. And How Do You Want It was on there as well. And that's what I was jamming to. And all of a sudden that came across, and like, wow, it was an interesting day in music. Amazing how much of a legacy Tupac has carried on all these years later, and all the artists that's come after him. I can't really name many, I think, that really, you know, ever lived up to what he did in such a short period of time, dying at 25 years old.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.